Getting older is something we think we understand but don't totally understand. Scientists also don't know exactly what's going on as we age at a cellular or molecular level. Today, researchers announced a new discovery about aging. NPR's Neil Greenfield-Boyce reports that removing a particular kind of cell can give you a much longer and more healthy life, at least if you're a mouse.
Your body is full of cells that are dividing, but you also have cells that have stopped dividing. Scientists call them senescent cells, though Jan van Dursen says these cells are not necessarily old.
It's a normal cell that experienced an unusual amount of stress and that decided to stop dividing.
Van Dursen studies senescent cells at the Mayo Clinic College of Medicine in Rochester, Minnesota. He says these cells do seem to accumulate as we age, and they secrete a mixture of chemicals that can trigger inflammation. Chronic inflammation seems to be involved in just about every major age-related disease. So he and his colleagues wanted to know, what would happen if you simply got rid of senescent cells? Tough to do in humans, but possible in mice.
What we did is we made sure that senescent cells, when they occur in tissues and organs, could be eliminated by a genetic trick.
They created mice that were genetically altered so that giving them a drug would trigger senescent cells to kill themselves. Then they waited until the mice reached middle age and gave some of them the drug. At first, wiping out the senescent cells didn't seem to make much difference, but as the mice got older, the research team could see that the treated mice looked healthier.
And then when we started to record the lifespan of the animals, we saw that there was about a 25% extension in lifespan of animals that had their senescent cells removed from 1 year of age on.
What's more, the treated mice had fewer cataracts, hearts with better stress tolerance, improved kidney function, and losing the cells didn't seem to have any negative effect.
It seems like we're accumulating a cell type that we really don't need for anything and that makes us more unhealthy and reduces the length of our healthy lives.
The results are reported in the journal Nature, and needless to say, the hunt is already on for drugs that could eliminate these cells in people. Van Dursen is working with one brand new company called Unity Biotechnology that has some promising candidates. Judith Campisi is also involved with the company. She's a scientist who studies senescent cells at the independent Buck Institute for Research on Aging, and she thinks this new study is really important.
The impressive thing is those mice not only lived longer, but they lived healthier.
But she says removing these cells is not going to be a magic bullet against aging.
Obviously, even in the Nature paper, those mice got old and died.
And some research shows that these cells may have a useful role to play in our bodies. Dominic Withers is at the MRC Clinical Sciences Center at Imperial College London. He says there's evidence that senescent cells help wounds heal.
One needs to move forward with some sort of, with care about trying to just kill off senescent cells, with the anticipation that things will be wholly beneficial.
He says it looks like these cells do contribute to aging, but what to do about them? It's too soon to say. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.